really need to make sure that this is done, whether it's the expansion of managed care into those 28 rural counties that don't currently have it, whether it's the mandate that all dual eligibles go into managed care, whether it's doing all long-term care services through managed care. We really need to make sure that this is done the right way and that we are not hurting patients and limiting their providers and their physicians' ability to provide them with the medical care that they need. We are very committed to working with the committee, with Department of Healthcare Services, Department of Managed Care, on the various fundamental changes that are proposed in the budget. We do have very big concerns about the healthy families elimination, but again, stand ready to work with you on those as we move forward.
We hear you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chairman and Senators. Joshua Golka with the California School Employees Association. We're in opposition of the elimination of school transportation funding. We also have concerns about the proposals to both consolidate categorical programs as well as the proposed trigger cuts that the governor's office has put forward. We look forward to working with you on all of these issues as we move forward. Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm Steve Rhodes with the School Transportation Coalition, and we are also in opposition to the elimination of school finance. School transportation, and it's an urban, it's a rural issue, and it primarily hurts poor kids.
Thank you, Mr. Rhodes.
Michael Hulsizer here today on behalf of the California County Superintendents. We share the concern about the elimination of all transportation funding. That cut will have a very disequalizing impact on 1,000 school districts in the state, about 20% of them. That cut of about $490 million actually is the equivalent of a $2 billion revenue limit cut to them because they're just so unequally affected. We think it will push many school districts over the edge, and at a time when we're cutting, we think the principle of cutting equally among all school districts and maximizing flexibility is really what the legislature and governor ought to be doing, not targeting a cut on a very small percentage of school districts that impact a small percentage of students.
Thank you. Any other public comment? If not, colleagues, thank you for your presence, for your attention. We are adjourned.